In this last section detailing SharePoint libraries, we will take a quick tour of other features with document libraries that we have not covered. Let's begin in the ribbon, under the Documents tab. We will skip over features that you can access on the Edit Control block. On the toolbar is a new document button, which opens a blank Microsoft Word document. This is a quick way to create a simple document that immediately becomes part of the library. When you click the Upload Document button, the Upload Document dialog opens, just like the Add Document link. Although there is a new folder button, we strongly advise against the use of folders. They interfere with views and searches. Be advised that metadata does a much better job of organizing libraries and lists. For the next two buttons, we need to first select one or more documents in the library. Now that we have a document selected, you can email someone a link to that document. By the way, the person you send the email to must have access to this library. And, with the document selected, you can set an alert on it. One last note, the three buttons to the right of Download a Copy are not recommended for use in our environment. Of course, there are other features in the toolbar, under the Library tab, but let's save that discussion for later in this course, in Topic 5, Exploring Other Features in the Toolbar. Also, one other feature, Creating Personal Views, will be covered later, in Topic 4, Working with Views.